We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Tzadiches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning seven lines from the top. Beginning of the line is Va'amar Reichev, starting with Kama. We had a discussion in the Sugya here that Rameya argues with Rabbi Yehuda how much the Amas, how big the Amas of Kalim were. According to Rameya, the Amas of Kalim were 6 Tvachim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amas of Kalim were 5 Tvachim. But Rameya never said 6 Tvachim. Rameya's words were, Kol Amas Shehu Mikdash, Beinus, they were Beinus, which we touched means 6 Tvachim. Now, that's interesting that we call it a Beinus. It's rather large Amas, because the smaller Amas were 5 Tvachim, it was 6 Tvachim. What's Beinus? In between Amas, what's Pshat? So that's what our Gemara will discuss. The Kama Amma Beinus, how much Amma Beinus? Omar Vyechon, Shisha Tvachim. 6 Tvachim, like we said. And what's the riot to it? It's basically a Mefurish Mishnah. Omar Vyechon, Bar Oven, Afanarim Tanina, says our Mishnah. Remeya Omer, Hashulchon Orcho Yishtem Asar. It was 12 Tvachim long. And we know in the Torah it says clearly how big the Shulchan was. 1 Amma by 2 Ammas. Now, if it says 12 Tvachim long, clearly Remeya learns that an Amma is 6 Tvachim. Hashulchan Orcho Yishtem Asar. Rechava Yishishan, the width is 6. Again, Klar, he holds 6 Tvachim per Amma. And we're calling that Amma Beinus. So Mechlal, the Havya Amma, the Rafishamine, it must be that there was an Amma bigger than this Amma. Because we call the Beinus, there must be something bigger. We know there's something smaller. It's the 5 Tefech Amma, which we used definitely for the Asoid Keren and Soivev. And we learned the Gemara before exactly which part of it. And then there was a Shaila, and Mizbechazov also definitely was 5 Tvachim, and Shaila was other Kalim. And that was the smaller one. So why is this called Beinus? It should be the bigger one. So it must be something bigger than that. So what is in? Yes, there is something bigger than the 6 Tefach Amma. But Nan, and it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Mesechtas Kalim, Shtei Amma Yisrael B'Shushan Abira. There were 2 Ammas in Shushan Abira. Now, Shushan Abira does not mean in the middle of Iran and Persia. That's not what the Shushan Abira was. This Shushan Abira was a room that was on top of the Shar Mizrahi of the Azara, according to Rashi, it means the Shar Mizrach of the Azara, which means the entrance into the Azara. On top of that door, there was a room. That room was called Shushan Abira. And the reason why it was, because outside there was a mural, a picture of Shushan Abira. So in that room, in the 2 corners, they kept these measuring sticks called the Amma. Achas HaKerem Mizrach HaSafonis. One was in the corner, the Mizrach HaSafonis corner, the northeast corner. The Achas HaKerem Mizrach HaSafonis. The other one was in the southeast corner. The one that was in the corner of the northeast was bigger than Shalmaisha, bigger than 6 Tvachim, a half a etzpa. There were 4 etzbayas in a tefach. So it was bigger, 1/8 of a tefach bigger than the 6 Tvachim. Shalkerem Mizrachus Dremis, a serial of Chatzi etzpa, half a etzpa bigger than that, which is an entire etzpa bigger than the 6 Tvachim, which is a quarter. Basically, we had 2 extra amas there. One was 6 tvachim and an eighth, and one was 6 tvachim and a quarter. Nimtzah, he says, "Moshe, so etzba." Yet the second one was bigger etzba. V'lomva amru achas gedoyel v'achas tana. Why do you have a 6 tefach amah, and then you had this bigger one? Why do you have a bigger one? Kedei, we'll have to explain why there was 2 bigger ones. We'll explain that in a second. But why do you have a bigger one in the first place, bigger than the 6 tefach amah? Kedei sheyo umdim noitlim b'ktano umachzirim b'gedoyel. When the contractors worked for the Beis HaMikdash, and they were going to build a binyan out of gold or out of stone or wood. So the contract, they said that you're going to do 6 amas, you know, 6 amas. That's how much you're going to do. How much you're charging? $100 for every 6 amas? Okay. They had to build 6 amas plus a little bit. In order, there shouldn't be any chash that they're taking away from Hekdash. So they always contracted for the regular Amma, but they gave back a little bit more. Now we still explain why the 2 types, but a little bit more. But Vatarati Lamali, why didn't you want bigger Chatzi Etzba, one's bigger than Etzba? So Chodel Kasba Vadahava Chodel Lebinyano. One was when you work in gold and silver there, you don't want to make the Umnim lose that much. If they do a 1/4 more of a Tefach, which is the whole thing, it's not so much, it's 1/24th, but still, it's a significant amount more. You don't want to do that much, so you do less, chatzi etzba more, which is 1/8 more, which makes it 1/48th of the entire thing more. So it's less, they lose less. Mashenka, we did bindi, we built with stone or wood, there they gave a little more than that. They shouldn't come to me'ila, because they wouldn't care about the hefzer so much, and that's why you had two extra amas. So there's two extra amas in the Shushan Abira, and that's what's called bainus. The sixth tefach is called bainus, because you had bigger ones. You had bigger ones. So you have a five tefach amah, you have a six tefach amah, and you have this bigger one, either 6 1/4 or 6 1/8. So tomorrow by the Tan Hasam, we'll discuss a little bit Shushan Abira. Tan Hasam, Shara Mizrach, in the Shara Mizrach, this is a Mishnah Midas already, Allah of Shushan Abira. You had the room called Shushan Abira on top of Shara Mizrach. Now, it had Allah of Shushan Abira Tzura. The Shushan Abira was painted on top of the Shara Mizrach. My time, what's the reason? Why did they paint the Shushan Abira? This is the Beis Hamikdash. Why would you have a picture of Shushan there? Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi argue. One says, remember where you come from. And Rashi explains that since the Melech Paras allowed them to go build the Beis Hamikdash, we had to be thankful to them. And Rashi says, they should give thanks to the Melech there to thank them that they let us be here. In order to have the aim of Malchus of Paras, it shouldn't be Myrish, shouldn't rebel against the Persians. Om Rav Yanai, Loyom Te Amos Malchus Alecha, you should always have the aim of Malchus on you. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk in Parashas Boy, that when Moshe warns Pare, by the way, we're going to have Malchus Becheris, and all you are going to come and lay on the floor begging us to leave. But it doesn't say a power is going to come. It says, "Yordu kol avadecha elai v'shtach v'li leimar tzeyatov v'chol amar shavar galacha." Get out of here. And Lemaiz, you could have said, "Power, you yourself are going to come do that," because Power himself, Taka, came. But he had it covered Malchus. He didn't say that. V'lu de'la kamalei. He didn't say that to Power himself. Another rabbi, Chaim Mahacha, Shnem says in the pasuk, in regards to Eliyahu Navi and Achav, it says, "V'yad Hashem hoisel Eliyahu v'yishanes mosnov v'yaretz from Achav." He ran in front of Achav like the derech is. You run in front of the melech. He did that in front of Achav, who was a rasha. But you still you give cover to Malchus. V'yaretz from Achav ad bayach Israelah. Zotik Marvaita. Since we mentioned Rav Chista, Rav Dima, we mentioned another pasuk where they have machlekes had a taich of pasuk. It says in the pasuk that Le'asulav is going to be a nachal that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it gets bigger and bigger until it actually grows into a big orchard. It says in the pasuk, "Al nachal yala al sfasim izem izem kol eitz meichel lo yibaleu lo yitam perio." Will never the perios will never stop. The leaves will never get dried out. The charosh of yivaka kimeim v'mina mikdash hema yoytzim. It's coming out of the mikdash. Va'yipirio lemachal va'aleu l'srufa. The pasuk says, and the leaves will be l'trufa. And we dash in the word trufa, it's a compound word, and we dash like this. It's lahatir peh. So it has these medically, and it'll be matir the peh. What type of peh? Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi. Chalam lahatir peh shalomayla. It means to help a person who can't talk, a mute, will help him talk again. Vecharam lahat the peshal mata means a karo, who can't have children, a lady who can't have children, this will be a schooler for that. Itmar, Taka Azoyan, and this next one I'm going to say more explicitly the Taich. Chiskim lahate pe ilmim, to mata the pe of the ilim, parkwam lahate pe akaris. So latrufa means lahate pe, and it tells exactly which pe it's being mata, it's making it open, which pe. So the Maravaita, back to the Lechem Aponim. Tana Aponim, Yilu Nehemiah, it says in the Pasuk, regarding Lechem Aponim, it says in the Pasuk like this. Lekach Lasoilis, Vafisoilis, Shtei Masir Chalas, 12 Chalas, Shtei Asherim, Yiachal Achas. So we see Klaus 12. Then says Samtoy some shtayim arachos, two piles, sheish hamarachos al shulchan d'Rav Nei Hashem. So we have a lot of different things here. We have it's 12, two marachos and six each maracha. So something's extra here. We got the picture. If it's two marachos with six each, it's 12. And if it's 12 and two marachos, I know it's six each. What do you need so many details for? The Gemara says I need every single word here. The Gemara doesn't explain. So now I should figure it out, right? 12 and 12, and there's two marachas, it's six each. No. I'll say one's four, one's eight. Tosfos says any type of combination. Not 4, 8, but either way, it could have been any combination. Six in each one. So just say, Shtayim Arachas Sheish, we need 12. Bil Nem Shtayim Arachas Sheish Arachas, Lo'ilayim Shtayim Arachas, didn't say 12. He's saying there, Shalosh Shal Sheish Sheish. Maybe you would think it's three piles of six each. You read like this, Shtayim Arachas and Sheish Arachas. It's another Maracha. Altogether, three Marachas of six. It'll be 18. Kach Nem Shtayim Arachas, only 12. V'ilu nemeshtayim esrei chalas. U'maracha, just say shtayim esrei chalas maracha is, b'loy nemeshtayim v'sheish. Don't say shtayim v'sheish. Hayisaymer, shalosh, shal arba arba. I think maybe it's four, maybe it's a bunch of marachas. It's 12 altogether. Maybe three things are four. Kach nemeshtayim v'sheish. Different is shtayim and sheish. Ha'at shalo yomru gimel kreis levin. Say these three psukim of shtayim esrei, shtay marachas, and shalosh, and sheish and marachas. Loi lamanu, you would not know. Okay, it's that. Nois and shtayim marachas shal sheish sheish. You make two piles of six each on the lechem on the shulchan of lechem upon him. V'nos and achas shal arba v'achas shal shmoyin lo yotza. If made 1 4 1 8 lo yotza. Shtayim shal sheva sheva. What's the halacha? Let's say you made too much. Two piles of seven each, altogether 14. What'll be the halacha? Rebbe emirayin shal yoyin nekilu eina. You look at the top one, like it's not here. You have six. So I don't keep the top one. Frey the gemara v'abi inon. Now stamazai. If you have, you put it like Yila Eino, so then, but Stamazai, has become Kaddish, the seven Chalas, it's not inside the ear space of the 12 Tvachim or 15 Tvachim. So Tais says, if you put seven up there, you would push it down. So it should be inside the ear space of the, because the Mesuchan only has Kaddish up to six. So the seventh one will become Kaddish, it will be Chulin, will not become Kaddish. So you have to say that, that you pushed it down somehow, that it was inside the airspace. But in any case, Rebbe says, look at the top one's not here. Break them up. It says you put the levoino on top of the top chala, and that has to be inside the airspace of the six, or that has to be on the top of the six chala, not on the kamisha ene chala. Al besamach means it does not have to be on the chala, it has to be besamach l'chala. The Tanya, which means it was really on the table. The Tanya, Rabbi, I'm Misata al Merechas Levena Zaka, al Basamach. I don't want Samach in al Mamish. Shem Rabbi Sakais al Aron and Saparoiches. When it says that you put the Paroiches, that's the Mechitza that you put in front of Kedosh, and you put it on the Aron. Do you put it on top of the Aron? Of course not. It's in front of the Aron. Havayma al Basamach. So Rabbi Shitasi holds that the Gemara's Kasha was that if you put, I touched a little bit down the ear space, it's more than that. The problem with putting Levoina on the seventh challah, it's a chatzitza, it has to be on the sixth challah. So the wrong challah. That was the kasha. It's a chatzitza, it's on the wrong challah. And that thing, Marz Teretz is, according to Rebbe, you don't have to put it on the challahs. You put it on the table, on the shulchan. We had a mandam like that before. Ah, it says al hamarachas. Al means al basamach. That's what it means. Like if a love, the mission four arrived from a love matam anasha. A love means next to it. That's what it means according to Rebbe. And therefore, it's not shver from the Shita of on Shita Rebbe that he holds Kavishayna, it's not Shver, that what do you mean, where do you put the Levon? And Teretz, you put it on the table, and therefore, that's not a Kasha according to this man,
the
Yama.
You don't put it on the seventh.
You don't put it, you put it,
put
it no, you put it on the table, you put it on the Shulchan. You put it on the Shulchan. No, that wouldn't be called B'samach L'chayro. It could be it would, but it's not clear because why are we worse than the Shulchan? The mind of Shulchan is that it's a Klishar. I don't know what he holds, because Itaka doesn't bring the Pasuk of before, but the Bein Gershom Taitches, I mean Shulchan Atzma. I'm saying, you hear what you're saying, you could have said like that, but the reason why Taitches this way is because there are Bein Gershom, a Pirush on the side of the Gemara called Bein Gershom, he says, his Lashon is, Alba Samach, Agabi is Shulchan Atzma, Ba'ois Shnei Tvachim, Ba'avish Vines Dorm. Just like we had in the Shita Mishnah, we didn't have Rebbe, it was Rabbi Yeshi, I think, the Mishnah, but he says that that's the Taitches, Agabi is Shulchan. I hear what your Taitches, but I'm going with the Bein Gershom. Okay, good. So the Mar said all the Kelim Mikdash, you place them in the Beis HaMikdash, the Arachon, Keneged Arachon, shall the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was 187 by 135, I think 135. So it was that shape, yeah. So the length was going Mizrach Lamayrev, so all the Kelim were placed Mizrach Lamayrev, east to west. Tanabon called Kelim Shemikdash, Arachon, Arachon, Shabbais, Chutz Ma'aroin. Besides the Aroin size, what was the Aroin size? It was Amba V'Chetzi Rachboy, and Amasayim V'Chetzi. The Arkai. It was 2.5 by 1.5. That's how big the Aron was. 2.5 by 1.5. So it should have been that 2.5 should have been Mizrach Lamayrev. Lamayrev is Chutz Ma'aron. Aron 2.5 was the other way. Was the width. Was on the width of the Beis HaMikdash. Was going from Tzafa into Darim. Kol Gim Zuz Arkai Marach Shabayis. Chutz Ma'aron Sh'Arkai L'Rach V'Shabayis. The Arkai was the Rach V'Shabayis. This is how it was placed. That's how the badam, the poles, were menachem. My comma, what are you saying? What's the words? What's going on? I'll tell you a raya. I know that it was placed the length to the width of the bayis, because when we're going to bring a raya soon, the badim were on the width of the aron. That means the aron was 2.5 or 1.5. The badim were attached to the 1.5 part of the aron, 2.5 amos in between each pole. And we know that the poles were placed mizrach lemayr. So it must be the width was mizrach lemayr. That's what it means. Hachi kama. Because the badim was placed that way. How do you know the badim was placed from Mizrach Lamayrif? How do we know? The time of the price. Vayarichu abadim. It says in the Pasuk that, and this is in Malachim, it says, Vayarichu abadim, vayarol rosh abadim, and akkadish apne advir, velo yirah achutso, viyu shamar ayamazah. And it's a steer in the Pasuk. It says, Vayarichu abadim, you can see it. When it went out of the pareches into the heichel, and you can see it from the heichel, the actual poles. You couldn't see. You couldn't see that. What's going on here? It must be on top of the base now. The poles were jutting out and into the pareches, but not going through. Look like two dada isha, which are covered, but it juts out. So here also the same thing. Shanem, like it says the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Tzirara Amara Doidili Bein Shadayolin, between Shadayolin, which is the Orin, which was between the poles. The poles are called Shadayim because it's like Shnei Dada Isha, which stuck out of the pareches. Now, if it stuck out of the pareches, we know the Orin was right in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it was sticking out. It must be that it was there to the width. It was there, not to the width, it was that the poles were from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. That's clear. Mizrach to Ma'ariv, because the Pareches was on the Mizrach side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So obviously, it was going Mizrach to Ma'ariv. Now, how do you know the poles were on the width? Maybe it was on the length. How do you know? So, the Gemara says, Menolon, the Badav Lepusya the Aron Hava. How do you know the Badam where Lepusya the Aron? How do you know it was on the width of the Aron, Aviasvi? Dim La'orcha the Aron, Aviasvi. Maybe it was placed La'orcha the Aron. On Rav Yehuda, maybe it was on the Orcha the Aron. Maybe put on the 2.5 side. And in between the two Badim was 1.5 Amos. So now you see the Aron was placed the length towards the length of the Mizrach HaMa'ariv of the Mizvikta. So what's the Raya that was placed all the way? On Rav Yehuda, Trey Gavri ba'amso palgo loy mistagi. Two people can't stand the 1.5 amma. And we know that two people held the Aron, and they had to stand between the two badim. Umanolud ba'ar ba'ava doralu. How do you know there was altogether four people held the thing, two on each side. How do you know altogether four levim held the Aron? The ba'ar ba'ava doralu. L'chsiv, v'noswa kohasim trein, and z'noy z'mikash nami trein. Altogether four. Again, it's four people holding the badim, and they're standing in between the badim. If you 1.5 amos, they wouldn't fit. So it must be, it was placed on the width of the Aron. They were standing in between. And the two poles were sticking into the pareches. It must be that the Aron was placed from Mizrach Lamayrev. The width was Mizrach Lamayrev, and the length was between Safon and Darim. So we're saying again, the Brayse said all the kalim will arkay shabbos and mikdash, besides the Aron was not the arkay. That's what comes out over here.